Hey.
How you holding up in your first camp, man? Is it as physically demanding as you thought it might be?
It's football. Football is very physically demanding. Fortunately, I had that in college, so I'm used to the grind. You got to take it day by day, man.
Take a lot of pride in your pass rush, man. You got to do anything different on this level? Learning some new tricks and stuff?
You got to always perfect your craft. It's never going to be perfect. Whether you're false stepping or quicker hands, it's all you can continue to critique yourself. I'm never going to be satisfied with my pass rush.
Hey, family's been a big thing in your life, man. Like, how often do you check in with mom and pops and your brother and all those guys that you've been
My mama mad at me because I ain't really been talking to her. I said, Mom, I'm grown now. I can't call you every day. Yeah, they'll be all right. I've been seeing them. They've been around for a long week. This whole journey from the Senior Bowl, National Championship, all of that, to the draft process now, it's kind of, you know, we've all been close, the whole family. And we still talk, but not right now. This is a grind, so I never want to, you know, moms don't understand the grind, you know what I mean? And my dad, he gets it, but my mama don't.
They coming to the preseason game?
Or? Yeah, my mom, they drove to Cali. So you're going to expect to see the Fords.
Oh, for the Rose Bowl, they drove?
They drove. So we serious, you know.
I know it's the preseason, but what about coming out that time on Thursday?
Who?
Huh?
Said
the preseason game. I know it's a preseason, but what's it going to feel like for you in front of that crowd?
I don't know. That's what I'm waiting to see. But from what I'm hearing, it's nothing compared to the regular season game. But, you know, I'm still looking for any time – any opportunity that I have to be at Arrowhead, I'm excited about.
Do you kind of coined a phrase for us, calling this pass rush city?
Yeah.
How much are you aware of the great tradition from the Buck Buchanans to the Derek Thomases?
And Neil Smith, you can keep going. You know, I know, and that's why I was very reluctant that I was drafted here. I was so happy that I was drafted here because they take pride in their pass rush. They know what it can do to a game. It can change a game, and we take pride in that here.
What if you had to draw up what makes a great pass rusher? What makes D-Ford a great pass rusher? What are the tricks of the trade?
Any player that plays with effort. It's really all about effort. Sometimes you're gonna get sacks. Sacks aren't planned. You just have to work and move, and you have to trust it. But you have to play with your hair on fire. You know what I mean? And I got that from Kevin Green. He was one of the, he had one of the most successful pass rushers in this league when he played. So one thing he hung his hat on was playing with effort.
Why Kevin Green? What's your connection to him?
He played at Auburn.
Okay.
You didn't know that?
I know. I really.
Hey,
know
we keep pass rushers at Auburn, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he had over 150.
Yes. In the NFL. I think it's 153. Yeah. I think. Yeah, man, I know my history.
Speaking of that lineage at Auburn, what do you think Lawson's going to do this year? Kind of taking your
place. Lawson is going to do what Lawson wants to do. And a coach told me that. Well, he didn't tell me. Someone told me that he said that. They said D4 can do whatever D4 wants to do when he makes his mind up. So I'm going to say the same thing to Carl.
You think he can top your stats from last year?
Yes, he can be better than me.